Blog Talk Radio.
Warning for mature audiences only.
Huss!
Do you know what's not $9.99 and absolutely free?
Debashi
Radio Takedown Network!
Debashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
Okay, do it again.
You do it.
Say Debashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
You do it.
No, do it one more time.
You do it.
I just did. Now you do it again.
No.
Sasquatch Pro Wrestling.com.
Thank you for your great response. Please spread the word and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or any other podcast source. You can email us at lovelock4life@gmail.com, that's with the number 4, or call our Lovelock 24-hour hotline at 360-818-4000. If it's juicy enough, it may just make our show. You can go to our website for all of our links and contacts at www.debashiradiotakedownnetwork.com. Enjoy the show. You are listening to Lovelock with your hosts, with their masters in bumping and PhD in life experiences, professional wrestlers Tefala Debashi and Thunder Rosa.
What's up, my sister from another mister? We made it to episode number 3.
Woohoo!
Oh. Yay!
Yes, we did, and we have a wolf in the house.
Arr!
She's right here.
Hey, why don't you introduce the wolf?
Well, the wolf is like one of the most dangerous animals on the planet Earth. She wears some whiskers and a tail when she wrestles, and her name is
Crystal.
Night. Does she like red meat?
Yeah. All the
nice. Well done. Well, what'd she say? What kind of meat?
All the meat. All.
Oh, rare, medium rare, well done.
Yeah, you know, chicken, lamb, babies, all that.
She eats
nice.
Baby stuff, like baby fish,
nice.
Baby chicken.
Everything. Man, now I'm hungry.
The funny part is like we eat like a lot, and then if. Because here in Japan, is like when you go out with people, it's like dinner. So we go for one dinner, and we're like super stuffed up, and then they see like she sees chicken or more meat, and she's like, meh. Then she eats until her stomach hurts.
Nice, nice. Well, how was your week in Japan? Give us an update. Let everyone know what's going on.
Well, it was busy, very busy, and I'm not talking about only like training. It was like a lot of human interaction. It was really awesome, to tell you the truth. One of the best weekends I have had. A lot of dinners, a lot of meat, a lot of bread, a lot of smiles. It was great. It's definitely, we found out how like some Japanese men try to get with other guy jeans, right?
Get with what?
No, they're just funny and weird at the same time. And then, like...
Do they like meat?
Well, they want to get that meat. And then we talk about love with Japanese people, which,
yeah.
You know, that usually doesn't happen on the dinner table.
Here
in Japan, you know. So it was really, really cool. You know, I'm always asking about relationships.
You know what you guys should do? For the next show, take a recorder and record someone at the dinner table talking about love.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They're cool about it.
Well, real quick, speaking of love, you know, I was trying to get some guests from, like, some dating sites. I got a representative from Afro Romance that thinking about coming on.
Really?
Yes. Afro Romance.
Afro Romance. We should get you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, our senpai, she wears an afro.
Like it's the biggest
nice.
Afro you ever seen. On any
Japanese. So it was a pretty. Man, I'm telling you, you guys, I'm sure Japan has it because they're always up on stuff from the United States, but you got to find some nitro oxide coffee. You know, last night I was texting, I was like a rabbit to you. I was like, I had it like 4 in the afternoon, and that stuff hit me like around 10 o'clock at night, and I was up all night long. I mean, it was like buzz, like I drank a gallon of whiskey or something.
Damn.
It tastes good, though. You don't even need sugar with it.
Yeah. The coffee here is really good, though. I wouldn't want to, like, have anything that...
Really?
Dude, you know what's funny? Before we got into the radio station, I just saw this. This is Real Entertainment Records presents Make You Wet Tour in Japan.
A what?
Make You Wet Tour.
You guys are going to do one, or there is one?
Well, there is one.
Well, what's the tour of? Is it wrestling, or is it just women, or what?
Okay, let me read it to you. This girl night out event will be one you will talk about for a year long. But King Takeshi is bringing hard candy to Japan for the ladies. If you're looking for hot men with the sexiest dance moves to make you hot, then you come to the right place.
I feel like Japan's the wrong place for that. It's just gonna like scare the women and they'll run away. It has to be aggressive.
It sounds worse than Vegas.
They'll be thrusting on people's faces. They go,
no!
Please no!
Nice, nice. Wow. It sounds like there's a lot of freaks in. Well, I know there's a lot of freaks up in Asia. That's what I heard, but you know.
There's what? I don't know what freaks.
Yeah, there are a lot of freaks here. Like,
I was watching this documentary. This is no lie. They had these. I don't know where it was. I think it was Japan, but they have a thing where they buy, like, they sell supposedly girl panties. And they have a catalog, and you can pick what girl, you know, it's from. But really, you know, it's not really from them girls. It's just some people that are, you know, sending the panties out. No lie, I swear that they showed them, and they're like, they take the panties, and they put a dab of Tabasco and maybe a dab of tuna fish juice in it. And it was pretty nasty, and people, like, getting off on it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's also been cases of those panties being in vending machines. Oh, we should find them. I don't want them, but we should find those vending machines.
What do they have in the vending machine? Panties?
Yeah, you can get, like, used panties, and then they have, like, a quote in it's like a real picture of the girl that used to wear them. It's really, really strange.
You know, we probably could do that. Just buy a bunch of underwear at the Goodwill and put a vending machine somewhere. It might work. Maybe we should try to sell it on eBay. Love Lock used pants.
You can totally sell them. Like, there's a market for it. You can make a lot of money, man.
Oh, wow. Hey. Lock? Wow. Well, hey, do you want to hit some? What's that? Is that Wolf talking?
Yes.
Is that her name, Wolf?
Yeah, you can call me Wolf. I was gonna say you could probably sell like socks. You know, just wear the socks all day, and then you could put them in a Ziploc and then send them out to people.
You know, we should. Hey guys, why don't we do this? Why don't we experiment? One of us pick socks, one of us pick underwear, one of us pick something else, and listen, we should do a scientific study and see what people like the most or something. I don't know. I bet you, there's freaks out there. I bet you if someone will buy, like, used toothbrush or something and get off on it.
Believe it or not, they probably do.
Well, do you want to hit some of these emails?
Yes. First of all, before we hit the emails, I want to say thank you to everybody that sent us their emails, comments. This is our third show, and it seems like people really enjoy the show. So it's really cool to see some of those messed up stories.
Yes. It's sad, but it's cool. But if it wasn't for the messed up stories, I guess we wouldn't have a show.
I know, right? So, okay.
Well, okay, you know, I'm dying to tell you my online dating story, though, before we start, if you want to hear it.
You want to start with your story?
Yeah.
All right, let's see how messed up this is.
All right. Well, this was back when, remember AOL, and you used to have the chat rooms? All right. It was years ago. And so I was like, man, I was sitting in my room, chatted, and this girl sent me a picture. She looked pretty hot. She was hot, nice and petite. I should have knew something was wrong because she didn't smile in any of her pictures, right? She lived about 20 miles away. I said, you know what? It's a work night. You know, screw it, man. I want to, go and see what's up with her. And we were talking about, coming back to my place and chill and all that. So I drove, got to her place, and it was like a trailer park. I said, okay, no problem. She was still pretty hot, right? Get to the trailer, knocked on the door. It was just like the stereotypical trailer park family. This big guy in a greasy, mechanic suit was sitting there. And he's like, so you just met my daughter on the internet tonight. You're taking her out. And I was like, if that was my daughter, I'd have a shotgun by the door. You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay. And he goes, well, guys have fun. And I was like, so I look at her and she had this chronic cough and she smiled and she had like black holes in all of her teeth, like a meth head or something. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know what to do. So I felt kind of sorry for her. So I said, you know what? Screw it. We're just going to go down the street to Sherry's, go get something to eat, and I'm going to bring her right back home, right? But she had this cough like a motorboat, right? I mean, I was embarrassed just to be around her. So I get to the restaurant, and then she was outside chronic smoking. And then I swear the ladies must have looked at me saying, what are you doing with someone like that, Come to find out, she was a carny. She used to work at a carnival, and the whole time she was like, just coughing and like spit flying. And I was like, oh my God. I guess it was much worse if you were there. So then she's like, are we going to your place? Like she wanted like get it on or something. I was like, I gotta work tomorrow. And I took her home and dropped her off, and I took off and never contacted her again. That was my online story, But anyways, I guess it wasn't as juicy as
one of my friends, man. This is like funny. I'm not gonna release my friend's name.
You sure it's not you?
No, it's not. No, come on, man. I don't date. I dated a long time ago.
That's what I'm talking about. A long time ago. All right, go ahead.
I don't really have like dates like that. I mean, I didn't like to do online stuff. Like it was like 10 years ago. I mean, it was on. I think what is that? Match.com and all of that crap.
Oh, yeah.
It was but you know what? Like I found love. At work, at school, but that's why I met my husband at work. But it was like my friend tells me, right? He uses a lot of apps for dating. So he was like, yeah, I went out with this girl and she told me she was going through a like bad breakup and stuff. And then she invited me to a party with all her friends, and I invited a girl gave one of her best friends and was like, yeah, can you come to the party? Because I don't want to feel like kind of weird there. And she's like, yeah. So they all go to the party, right? They're all enjoying their time. And then he started noticing that all her friends and, I think some of her family members were in the party, right? And they're looking at him crazy. And then one of them came and was like, you. Yeah, they're like, you. Like, they start talking you made them break up, blah, 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 blah. And the girl was kind of weird, too. And then all of a sudden, the ex-boyfriend pops out in the party.
Oh.
And everybody's talking crap to him. He was like, no, blah, blah, blah. The girl is crying, blah, blah, blah. And he was just kind of like, what the fuck? And the good thing is he brought his friends. So I was like, I think it's time for us to go. Yeah, like,
wow.
Everybody was blaming him for it. before the breakup. So he said, like, that was, like, one of, by far, one of the weirdest, like, things ever. And then, like, the girl tried to talk to me the next day, and I was like, no, are you crazy? No, go and fix your problem with the red person.
Wow. Wow. How about you, Wolf?
Who?
You. I'm sure you have some Wolf stories.
Oh, Wolf has some stories. Hold on.
Like online dating stories?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, there have just been a few where it's like, oh, yeah, let's go out. Your pictures are cute, and it sounds like you're really fun. And then you go to meet them, and they're like 30 pounds heavier, and their attitude is completely different in person than online. Yeah, that's all.
So you got up pretty easy.
Yeah, I think so. I just... disappointment is easy to deal with as long as you have an escape route.
No, you know, I don't do much online dating. I just don't. I don't know. I haven't did it in a long time. But do you feel that most guys and girls lie about their weight and stuff like that and use older pictures and all that?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah! I mean,
oh, man.
Flattering pictures, which is smart. But I think I like that better than when people post shitty pictures for their main profile. And I'm like, why did you use that? Why did you use that picture where it's like you and five other friends, you know?
Well, we should experiment and put an ugly picture of myself. And then when they see me, I look better. And then the expectation, you know, they'll be surprised. Oh, wow, he's better looking than the picture. Wonder if that would work.
Is that like wrong expectations?
I mean, if you're using Tinder, that's not gonna work because you gotta put good pictures.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you get swiped and nobody like gives you the little heart or whatever.
Gotcha.
Oh, and then another one for guys out there: if you're not very cute but you put a picture of your dog, the girl most likely will give it a heart. Have a dog.
True story.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I went on Tinder.
Yeah,
so
if you're on Tinder, make sure...
You have to be with the dog or put the dog by itself?
With the dog.
With the dog.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what they do. Like, I've seen in America, like, they be walking with, like, super cute dogs, and the guy's hella ugly. And then, I mean, if instantly you're going to go, oh, my God, this is so cute! You know, and... Yeah. And then you'll start conversation, and the guy's like, yeah, she wants me. No, I really don't, but I like the dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to go borrow my neighbor's dog now. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, no. I'm all good. I'm good. Well, all right,
so you're good. You know that you don't like trucker girls with, like, black feet.
No, but I just, like, it's hard to explain because when I was there with her, it was just, you know...
So you said if she had a nice personality, will you hit it?
Not with her teeth like that. No.
No, I'll be like, no kissing.
No. Tell you the truth, that's the first thing I look. You know, okay, let me go back. I dated this girl. Well, it was another online thing. It was like 3 years ago. And this Mexican chick, she looked caught, but I should know when they don't smile on the pictures, there's something wrong with open smile, you know? So I got there. Her teeth wasn't that bad. They were just a little jack. But thing is, she was a chronic smoker, chain smoker. And then after like 3 days, she said she loved me. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, passionate Hispanics are.
Well, she loved the cigarettes more than me then because – I told her I couldn't. No, I mean, she was, I don't know. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. I mean, we won't have enough time to talk about that story.
Probably won't. We won't. All right. So you want to read one and I read one or?
Okay. Yeah. Which one do you want to pick? Do you want me just?
I'm going to read the first one that you sent me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, the OK Cupid. So, there you go. It says, I love you guys. I love your show. It is different and unique. Okay, I just have to say that.
Everybody.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got it right here.
I have two for you. This is why I don't do online dating anymore. I met this guy, chatted. He seemed relatively normal. We go for our first date in a pub, a well-lit pub. We're having a couple drinks, talking and whatnot. I see his hands under the table, moving around. It cannot be. Oh,
but it was. Is.
He was touching himself. Apparently, I was turning him on too much, and he could not help himself. Date ended pretty quickly after that. The follow-up is, when I got home, he sent me an epic long email about how I was fat and ugly, and I teased, and a tease, and a whore. And it ended with a phrase, don't bother responding, because I will not read it. Done and done. The next one. Another time was after a few OkCupid attempts, I ended up dating a guy a few times. Eventually, he asked if I'd like to see his flat, and I said yes. I thought he had to like to see. I was like, damn, that was direct. He had loads of swords and machetes on the wall and decided to hold one to my throat to show me how incredible strong they were. So yeah, there was that. Sue from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Damn. So he held the knife to her throat.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, the best part is, the first one, why would you be, like, masturbating yourself in public?
He has some serious issues.
What?
Yeah.
He must have some serious issues.
No, Wolf was telling me a disgusting story about a guy. She can tell you, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, like, she was just, like, she reminded me of this classmate of mine that I had in high school who would always be jacking off in math class. I would see him with his hand pushed down his pants, and he'd be, like, stroking first, evenly at first, and then faster. And I was like, how the fuck does no one else see this? Fuck you, teacher, for never looking this way, because you know what's going on. Yeah. Anyways, back to here's Rosa.
Really? In class?
Yes.
Did he finish?
You know, he never had any spots on his hands, so I don't think he did. I think he did it because he couldn't help it or something.
Oh wow! Okay, wow! That's bold.
Yeah,
I mean,
right? That
is bold. That is bold. If I tried something like that in class, I would have got caught.
Right up.
But I wouldn't do that in class. But that's besides the point. All right. I'm telling you too. That coffee, that nitrous coffee. Oh my gosh, that they might as well call it Cielo's coffee or something. That's all I gotta say about that. I mean, but that coffee is good. I marked out on that coffee. It was $3 for 6 ounces, and it went down smooth. I think I'm still buzzed a little bit from it. Okay, enough about the coffee.
There we go. You keep talking about it.
Okay, I'll do this quick one. It's a Tinder one.
All right, go ahead.
It goes. Got a Tinder notification on my phone, but then I realized I don't have Tinder, and it was I was holding my girlfriend's phone. Pete from LA.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Right?
Oh. Now, what would you guys, okay, what would you do if your man, if you were holding his phone and he got a notification, you know, from Tinder?
I'd be like, is he cute?
Well, is he cute? What makes you think it'd be a guy? How about if it was a girl? Did you say if she's cute? Is that
yeah,
what you said?
She's
she...
cute.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I
mean,
guess
if, if it was a guy, that would also... Many roads.
Well, no, that'll be Grindr though.
Oh,
Bobby, why are you on Grindr, babe? I didn't know you liked that. That's okay, baby.
Fun.
We gotta explore sometime.
Nice.
I don't know. I guess.
All right, your turn.
I guess it it is case by case, you know, like if you're like a jealous person, well, that's kind of cheating though. What do you think?
Man, there's no way. If my woman was on Tinder, screw that. I'd take that phone. I'd say throw her out the door with the phone. There's no reason why your woman should be on Tinder unless she's cheating.
Yeah. If you guys are like in a relationship and
right.
I'm monogamous and this is
exactly.
out of the rule, this is like against all the rules, and yeah, no, fuck that. It's like, hey, you're clearly lying to me. Let's stop wasting time.
And the girl was dumb for letting him hold her phone in the first place.
No, it's like, why will you have your notifications like pop up on your phone?
Exactly.
You're like, really?
Exactly.
Do that, you know? But no, that's not cool though. Like Chris said, I wouldn't. I will get mad, like straight up. I mean, it goes both ways, you know. It's like when we're talking with like the girl was saying, no, the guy was saying the girl didn't have him on his Facebook because like her friends were like there and then they all like hit on her. It's the same situation, you know.
Yep.
I feel. Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to read the other one. There is,
all right,
Chris is going to read one, I'm going to read one, okay? Ooh. I went Stupid Date, and I had a lovely time. We were in a rush, so I got up to take my car to the front to pay for my bill. As I'm paying, she walked past me, not saying a word, and leaves the restaurant. Bustle, I head back to my table to notice I left my wallet on the table with all my credit cards. Were taken. I asked the table next to me and they confirmed she went through it. I canceled the card. The police did nothing and I stopped dating for almost a year.
Yeah, the police won't really do nothing for a credit card. That happened to me one time. Someone took my credit card and it's up to you to my bank, you know, refunded my money, you know, but still, you know, they have a lot of other cases. You know, to worry about credit card fees. I'm telling you.
That's actually one of them I thought, but she's going to read another one. Hold on. Before I start, what's POF stand for? Like,
plenty of fish.
Oh, personal online.
Plenty of fish. That's all.
Oh, plenty
POF,
of fish. Thank you. You learn something new every day. All right. My POF online date was 8.5 months pregnant. She never mentioned that prior to our meeting. My first words on our date were, pardon me, but are you pregnant? A gay friend of hers, it turns out, had inseminated her with a turkey baster, or so she said. When I asked what she was doing on a blind date, when she was going to give birth in 2 months, or 2 weeks, she said, the baby has me. I want someone.
Oh!
About that one. Jeez. Weird. That's what I feel.
I mean, come on, man. Like, everybody deserves love, you know?
Yeah,
like,
true.
You know, she's lonely. She's about to have a baby. But, you know,
like timing.
I mean, some people are into, like, pregnant women, though.
That's true.
They really like pregnant women.
But she should have had, like, a pregnant profile picture or something.
That's the thing, man. Online stuff. It's like, you create a profile of, like,
A fantasy,
and then once you meet the people, you're like,
hello? Uh-oh, we're cut off. Thunder Rosa has dropped. Well, you know, I'm going to put on some standby music, and, well, you know what? No, we won't do that. back, guys. Welcome back.
Hey.
Am I back? Yes, I am back.
Yeah, you're back.
I was singing. I was like, what's going on? We were singing. Oh, by myself.
Threw me off. I was like, I will play some standby music. And then I said, nah. Then I played standby music, some cheesy standby music. And I said, came back on. I was like, well, I'm going to get Thunder Rosa and Wolf back on. And I played this Bohemian Rhapsody Christmas music. And then I saw you guys pop up.
Yeah. Is it internet, you know?
Yeah. Well, what were we just talking about? I forgot.
Pregnant women?
Oh, I was going to say, before we got cut off, that, you know, there's some guys that have pregnant women fetishes.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a different...
Yes, well, that's not crazy. Pregnant women need loving, too, you know?
Yeah. That's when we're, like, the most sensitive. I mean, I've never been pregnant.
I was going to say, you've never been pregnant.
I was like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, this is what
How about you, Wolf? Have you been pregnant?
No.
Well,
impregnated by food.
Lots of food babies. That's about it.
Okay, here, I got a one-liner. This is from one of my boys in Detroit. He's a worker, but he didn't put his name down, so I'm not going to say his name. But it was a one-liner, and it says, fuck me if I'm wrong, but is your name Gretchen?
You're not getting none, brother.
So is that a toilet dump?
Yeah. Like.
All right. I want to play my zoo. I want to play my juicy clip. Hopefully, I get. I'm gonna play it anyways. I like this clip right here. Juicy. Juicy meat. All right. All right. Go ahead. Who's next?
Let's see. Maybe. Well, the advice. Somebody needed advice.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. Well, I need some advice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jane. Yeah. Jane is from, I don't know where, from where. So.
Oh,
from the internet.
Okay. Like, oh,
well,
Jane.
Advice.
Okay.
I met these two guys at two separate Halloween parties on the same weekend. One on Friday, the other one on Saturday. I really like them both a lot. I think I'm falling for both at the same time.
Uh-huh.
They both want me to meet their parents during the holidays. If it's possible to love two men at the same time, it is getting serious. I want to be in a relationship, but with who?
In a relationship.
Please help. I was like, I was going to say something different. So what do you think? What she should do?
Well, if she wants to get serious, pick one. But if she wants to play, let her play. But, you know, women get mad when guys do that all the time. So if they want to take that girl to see the mother, then, you know, she's got to, you know, pick. I mean, that's wrong, you know, messing with a dude's heart, especially taking her to see their mom. So I don't know. What do you guys think? The women got the power of the P. So maybe she'll get lucky and they'll both of them at the same. I mean, I know guys that have dated the same girls, and I was like, dang, guys, what's up with that? See all that or what?
Juice it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the thing about love, like, in the early stages, a lot of times it's just infatuation. And that's, you know, but right. Who are we to really judge, like, what level she's on with these two guys, right? But it's like, who do you want to put your time into? Who do you connect with most? I mean, one can be your friend, one can be your bang buddy, but you have to be clear.
Right. That's the main thing, be clear.
Nah.
Well, can I add something to that real quick? And tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm a guy. Okay. No, I have a platonic friend, and she's like, she wonder why guys get mad at them. I said, you know, don't be, some women are just naive. She's kind of naive because guy will bend over backwards, help her move. And, oh, he's just a friend. He's just a friend. I said, is he gay? No, then he's not just a friend. I said, I guarantee, I said, if you give him a chance, he want to be with you or hook up with you. That's why guys get pissed off, because women, sometimes they use it against the guy, and that's wrong. But a lot of times some women are naive. Oh, he's a good guy. So the guy builds hope, and then they're in the friend zone. Then after 2 months, when he gets enough courage and say, will you be my woman? They go, no, you're just my friend. They get pissed off because they put in all that work thinking the girl should lead him on. So, I mean, do you agree with me on that? I mean,
I definitely understand the situation on like both ends of the thing. It's just like, and it's hard though, right? You building up that confidence. But I think it's really important to address it in the beginning, because otherwise it's going to just head down that road. I mean, it doesn't have to be like straight up, hey, I want to be in you. It can be like, I don't know. I mean,
I want to get to know you.
Yes. You know what? You're much better at this. I'm like, you have a nice face. Let's make out. The end.
Yeah. That's true. Like, I feel like sometimes we overcomplicate ourselves with like,
right.
Just like it is plain and simple. If this person is making me feel this way, I need to go with it. And I mean, well, what I
stop
used to tell my clients, you know, yes, what I used to tell my clients about, you know, this stuff in general is like, you got to take a risk. And in this case, she is with two guys that she really likes, but she has to take a risk with one. Mm-hmm. If she's a monogamous, but if she likes open relationships, well, yeah, she can date both, but I don't think so. Yeah, it's more complicated. So, Jane, if I was you, I know it's hard because you probably like both. Like, if you don't, you know, you don't specify, like, if you
the
have
characteristics,
had characteristics, yeah. If, like, an intimate, how they both intimate. I think I will make a list and see, like, this, he makes me feel like this. And really make a decision, because the holidays are hard, and, yeah, somebody's going to get heartbroken. That's not a question about it. Like, somebody will get but the best thing for you and for your sanity and them too and their families later on, because they will be talking hella crap, is for you to make a decision now before Christmas, unless you want double Christmas gifts.
Or hold off, see who gives her a best Christmas gift.
Hey, dude, like sometimes, you know, girls have to do what girls have to do to get their Christmas gift, y'all.
Now, who do you think there's more players, more player women or more player men? And who's better at it?
Wait, what?
Who's the best player, men or women?
I think it's case by case, isn't it? You mean it's like statistically?
I mean, it is more accepted in men.
It's more accepted in men. And more, I think we hear and see it more. I think we hear and see it more with men.
I think women are more sly about it.
Maybe, yeah, probably, but it's also kind of all more, it's weird, right? It's kind of accepted for the guy to cheat more than it is for the woman, oddly enough, in like media and all that stuff and like stories and things. So it's also accepted, like, or expected or acceptable, whatever word you want to use, for men to be like more obsessed with work and like women take like the second year or something. I don't know. I think it depends on the person. Depends on how they are playing football.
It also depends on the culture, too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Here, that's another thing that fascinates me, because it's very similar to Mexico. Well, I mean, Mexicans are more open about it. It's like, tengo tres viejas, right? You know, I have three ladies, man. I got three families and 18,000 kids, you know? And here, like, when I've talked to some people, because, you know, I'm very curious and I'm always asking inappropriate questions, cultural questions.
Uh-huh.
It is appropriate for them to have affairs with other women, with other women knowing. So that's...
Oh, wait, it's okay. They say it's... The wife will usually accept if the man goes to a professional for sexual stuff, but she won't like it if he has, like, a mistress. But she's okay with him going to, like, shady bars or like those places where, you know, you pay to cuddle someone or
right.
Like, fucking pay to like talk to a young girl for I don't know how long. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
it is very interesting.
Well, even in the Middle Eastern culture, I mean, not all men are like that, but you see most all the time the men are going around, like you say, and the women stay home and watch the kids. It's almost like the mafia syndrome, where the mafia, you know, hey, take care of your wife, and they have all these mistresses and just don't bring nothing home and don't let them know about it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's cultural, and like I think like now it is changing, and that's why, like we said, like women do it too, you know. Like in the soap operas in Mexico, like I remember growing up and seeing like they had the husband was like really powerful, had a lot of money, didn't pay attention to the lady. She'll have like the gardener or the milkman, you know. That's like the joke. Like my parents like, tú eres la hija del lechero, like you're the daughter of the milkman, you know, the milkman's daughter. That ain't funny. No. But it's like even joking, like that's actually a real thing, you know?
Wow. All right. Who's turn?
Okay, let's see. Oh, I love this one. This is from the Kim, the SF bartender. I really love this one because it's really messed up. I am a bartender. And a guy and his date sat down at the bar after having a little bit of trouble recognizing each other, and three rounds of top-shelf cocktails later, the guy disappears to use the bathroom. It was kind of busy, so it took me a while to realize he had been gone for a long time. I went over to check on his date. As I got closer, I saw the girl crying. And when I asked her, what was wrong? She told me, the guy texted me and said he wasn't interested. He left her with the entire bill.
Damn. I know. Damn.
And, oh, you know, those freaking cocktails are not like $5 ones. They're like probably like $20.
They're more than the nitro coffee.
I know, right? Man, we need to get sponsored by Nitro Coffee, man. You like mentioned it so much.
You guys gotta try it, man. I put a picture of it on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it, but
anything like that here in Japan?
I haven't heard of it.
No, they have this like drinks for you not to get too drunk though.
They have a drink for you not to get a hangover.
Yeah,
so you take it before.
It's not Menudo, is it?
No, it's like what is it called? It's like Ukong or something, and it's good for your liver. It just helps your liver process everything.
They have it at some restaurants for free, actually. Yeah, they have it at the front of the restaurant, and they give it to you because they know, like, that's, like, again, that's another way that people interact here, like, during the dinners. Like, you eat a lot, and you drink a lot. So that's how, the culture is, and you see it everywhere, like, after work, like, co-workers go, and, like, at 11 o'clock, everybody looks like a cockroach that got spray by Raid. They can't even walk. And the train smells like alcohol. But, yeah.
Bad life.
Goodbye, life. Hashtag. Bad
life. Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's see. Bad sister-in-law. I was at a family wedding, and my brother's wife grabbed me, my jewels, pulled me and kissed me. I was drinking in a little bus, but I knew it was wrong, and I pushed her away. The bad thing about it is she wasn't even drinking. The next day, we were at a family get-together. When we were alone, she said she wants me, and we do not have to tell anyone. This makes me sick. I am afraid to tell my younger brother, but he needs to know. Any suggestions? Jason.
Well, that's scandalous. But that's one of those things, like we had that one before about the best friend. You know, he's got to be careful. Because it depends how, you know, sprung the brother is. He needs some proof. Like, have that bitch text him and get the paper trail.
You always say that. Texting, paper trail. Jason,
I'm serious.
As away as possible from this crazy woman. Like what? No, don't tell your brother. You're crazy.
Yeah,
because
then
I'm
she
pretty
might
sure, like, I'm telling you. I told you, like, women get all crazy. If he, like, rants on her, she's probably like, oh, no, she tried to grab my pee, and, like, he tried to do this, and he tried to do that, just to make him, like, separate because he said no. Some women are like, women and men are vindictive, especially when you said no, you know.
Well, what do you think he should do? He can't let the he. I don't know.
Well, maybe like you're right. Have her text her. So what were you saying last night? You know. Or like, oh, you know what? I really feel bad about what you did yesterday. I don't feel comfortable. Like, and then she'll be like,
yeah, and explain exactly what she did, and then she'll come back and oh, I was drunk. I didn't mean it. Or she'll be like, oh, I really want you and this and that. And then boom, that's where he, you know, say, hey, I got proof right there, you know, because
what do you
that,
think?
That pissed. What do you think, Wolf?
I mean, I think it's really difficult because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, especially like his younger brother. I don't know, but I would probably say something. I wouldn't. Never mind.
You
never
wouldn't.
Mind. Actually, just remembered I had a similar situation once with my. I was hanging out with my friends. I feel like I shouldn't say it, but you know what? Hey, why not? I was hanging out with my friend and his girlfriend, like, started whatevering with me. And then I was just like,
uh-huh.
I was so drunk that I didn't remember anything. So we went far, but not so far.
With the girl?
I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, with his girlfriend. And then, like, I didn't remember. And maybe, like, a week later, my friend, we're all having dinner. And my friend leaves the table, and his girlfriend looks at me and is like, you don't remember what we did? And I was like, wait, what? What the? No! And because, like, especially because my friend was so, so into her. And I was like, but it's just messing around. But then it's like, what should I do? So I did ask another friend that knew about that, what had happened.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you know, it'll make you feel bitter if you tell him this, but I don't think it'll be good for him, so maybe you shouldn't say it. And, like, it killed me because, I mean, eventually they did break up because that's the thing. She did cheat again, you know?
Right.
But, like, with, like, her ex-boyfriend or whatever, and I was just like, and it just sucked to be part of
it. Yeah, that's true, though. That's absolutely true.
Well, I was real tight with my boy, and he, while he was going to college, his girlfriend was, you know, stayed here, and me and her would hang out, go out and stuff. And next thing you know, I mean, we were almost as close as me and her boyfriend. And then one day she was telling me stuff. Oh yeah, I slept with my boss at work. I was like, why are you telling me this? You know, Tim, I was friends with him way before her. And I said, don't be telling me this. And then next thing you know, she was sleeping around. So when he came back, you know, to the town, she'd always want me to go out with him. I feel like a third wheel. And she'd be like mocking him behind his back. And I end up telling him. And then because of that, we stopped talking for months. And then he invited me to the wedding. I almost didn't go because she didn't send out my invitation, and she hated me. He still loved me, but you know what? They end up getting a divorce because she cheated on him too. So, but now we're friends again. So, yeah, it's kind of a touchy thing.
Yeah, I mean, and I've heard other people have similar situations too, like being the person in the middle and like getting caught up in someone else's habits or letting yourself get caught. I don't know. I would want to just kind of guide him towards the truth of if this is like a kind of like serial incident. But if it was like a one-time mistake, then I don't know. It's okay. But I think I'm just saying that for myself. So I don't feel bad for still not saying anything.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
No.
Who's next? Oh, you got more to add to that? You got more to add to that?
No, I'm done.
No, it's just tricky, man. But Jason, hang in there. We got you, brother.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah. Let us know what happens. Let us know what happens.
Yeah. Okay. There's one.
Okay.
Okay. This person is really frustrated with his recent date. I recently met a very sweet woman online, and we set up a date. We met for drinks at a local bar and grill. Guys, stop going to bars and grills. Go and do something active. If they don't do it, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Because this is when it gets funny. Everything went pretty well. She was very nice, but seemed to have a little edge to her. And I actually liked it. We parted ways and agreed we would like to go out again. The next morning, I got a call from her about 10 a.m., which I thought was strange because it was so early. She thanked me for the nice time and looked forward to hear back from me. That morning, I was not feeling well and decided to spend the day home from work in bed, so I thought I could call her back later that day after getting some rest. 1 hour later, to the minute, she'd call again. That's basically the same as 1 hour later, again. Red flag, CD baby. I will cut to the chase. I had 12 messages on my voicemail, each one more irritating and vulgar than the last. By the final message, she was screaming at the top of her lungs and swearing at me, calling me every name on the book. How you dare not to return my call? Who the fuck you think you are? Those were the nice messages. Well, my phone was on for the first call, and when I went back to sleep, I turned it off. So I woke up to this swarm of voicemails. Needless to say, I did not go out with her again. I sent her a text message saying, Have a nice life cycle, chick. Get this. She replied and accused me of overreacting. I'm laughing now, but it was pretty scary at the time. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Amen.
Thank you. Master Bumper from AOL.com.
Wonder if he's a worker.
It sounds like it is. I don't know. It sounds like some girls I know.
Alright. Whose turn? Wolf? Wolf gonna do
Wolf,
one?
Let's see. Hold on. Oh, no. Did he touch himself? Let's see. Okay, this one comes from TC on OkCupid. I met a guy on a dating site. He was a lawyer. We decided to meet in Applebee's, and then he proceeded to watch a basketball game the entire time, after I had traveled a pretty big distance to meet him. I found out later he lived across the street from my parents, and he was abusive to his dog. What the fuck? Well, at least he wasn't abusive to you.
Yeah, but
yay,
that's
dinner.
A turnoff, right? That's a turnoff, right? Because women like dogs, right?
Yeah, of course. It's like, why? You stop that. Why do you even have that? Let that dog have a happy life.
Right.
Get a boxing thingy. What? punching bag.
Punching bag.
Sorry, I'm losing my English.
All right. Okay, I got one. I'm going to read this one. This is from The Trucker. Okay, I'm going to get sound bites ready. You guys let me know if these work. Okay, where are they at?
Okay,
it goes, you two crack me up. I want to thank you for that. I am a truck driver, and I listen to Lovelock and Davashi's Radio Takedown on iTunes while I'm on the road. I have a few pickup lines you may appreciate. You may tell from these pickup lines I am kind of a redneck. Ha ha. Okay, you guys ready? So.
Yep.
All right, okay, here's the first one. If I had a garden, I'd put your two lips and my two lips together.
Oh.
No,
huh.
Yay?
That was cute.
Okay.
Cute.
Okay. Your hair... Okay. I gotta get the... Your hair is... just about as pretty as the squirrels I skinned this morning, and it smells just as good.
That was cute.
I like it.
All right. Juicy. Uh-oh, it didn't go. Juicy. Uh-oh, my juicy clip ain't working. Oh, there we go.
30 minutes
okay.
After. Sorry, everybody.
Okay, there's three more. Well, aren't you hotter? Oh. Oh, Posey, you did it again. There it goes. It's a delay reaction. I kept on pushing the freaking thing. Okay, here we go. Any more? Okay, no, it stopped. Okay. Well, ain't you hotter than a mama cougar in heat running from my hunting dog in August?
What?
Okay. In other words, hotter than... Okay. Right. Okay, here we go. If I were a tractor and you were a plow, I would definitely hook up with you.
I like that.
Hell yeah, baby.
All right. Oh, this one's going to be juicy. My love for you is like diarrhea. I couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, I think I said that to my husband.
Did you? All right. That's a double juicy. That's a double juicy. Keep up the good work, Frank the Trucker. Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Frank the Trucker.
Thank you. Honk, honk.
I love you. Oh, there's one more email that we need to read. And it's
okay.
Coming from Billy G. Like the BG.
Billy G. Okay, I see it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, there's some thirsty. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Please excuse my language.
I got to get my clips ready. Okay, go ahead.
I gave in and signed up for Plenty of Fish, my first only dating site. My first message came from a man quite a bit older than me. I read, do you want to come over and take a shit while I tweet? I'm imagining, I was like, what? Do you want to come over and take a shit while I tweak your nipples? I probably did do it in my account. Take a shit while you, like, tweak on your nipples?
Yeah, like this.
Ah!
No. That's funny. Now, yeah. Oh, and this.
Yeah. God. That is scary. See, that's what I'm saying. And that's another thing, too, I noticed here. Like, well, and on different. But there's like a couple of magazines that are like, you know, for adults, and there's a lot of like feces on it. You know, it's like sex and feces. It's like people are so into it. Like that's like a real fetish.
Yeah.
Like, and you know the funny part is like here in Japan they censor like the genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
But like when it comes to shit, excuse my language. To feces is not censored. So like,
really?
Yes.
Have you guys seen Two Girls in a Cup?
Bro,
yeah.
I think everybody has seen that.
Okay.
Please,
are you
going to
read the thirsty lines too?
For reminding one of the most disgusting videos I've seen in my life.
You think it was a work or it was a shoot?
I like to pretend. I would like to hope that it was a work. Because it kind of makes me lose hope in mankind.
Yes, it was not cool. Okay, then I have three thirsty pickup lines for us. Okay, ready? Number one. You look like a hard worker. I have an opening you can feel.
I have to approve these ones because they're a woman saying it.
I'm telling you, we're the thirsty. Okay, number two. I know why they call it a beaver because I'm dying for some wood.
No!
Yeah.
That was good.
Last one. You know what I will make your face look better? If I sat on it.
That's awesome.
I'm laughing. Thank you, Billy.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Billy. Billy with the IE.
Yeah.
You didn't take a boo-boo. Every time you take a boo-boo, you will be thinking about that guy. She's like that. Oh,
that's
sorry.
Funny.
Funny.
All right, whose turn?
I think we're done.
No, we got a few more. Well, we could keep the rest of the email. Let's see, do we have any no more advice emails?
No, but I have a shout out to all of those that got the guts to send us an email and asking for advice. That takes a lot, you know, especially asking two workers and a wolf and a traveling wolf about it. You know, it's like, it's really fun and it's really intimate. Don't lose hope about love and about finding the right person for you.
Yeah.
Online, at the supermarket, at a baseball game,
in the woods.
In the woods. But please don't take her to a bar and grill.
Yeah. Take her to I forgot the name of the coffee place. Take her and get some nitro coffee. We just got one more email and a couple pickup lines. Let me read this one email real quick and get it out of the way.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I got to know a nice gal on OKC a few weeks before we decided to meet up for a hiking date. She only wanted to communicate through email or the dating site, which I thought was odd. I just went with it. 30 minutes into our date, I found out why. She's married and her husband is jealous. Gun collecting hunter type who she's thinking about leaving. For 90 minutes, I felt like deer hunting season on that hike. Every bush movement and twig snap, I was sure it was him. Fuck her for not coming clean beforehand. Jesus.
Oh.
Okay, and then there's this one from Mike Jones. He's another worker. Coach Mike Jones from the most coast to coast. He's been with his woman for 11 years, I think it was. Oh, 13 years. And the pickup line was, if they ask if your name is Brian or anyone else, so I guess she asked if his name was Brian. He said, no, but I could be if you want me to be. He goes, I used that on my girl, and we were together for 13 years this Christmas. So I give him a juicy. But there's there's five pickup lines from Brenda if you want to read. It goes, I got five pickup lines for you, and keep up the good work, Brenda. You want to read it? That's
Go
our
ahead.
Last email.
Yeah. That's on the
Go
last.
Ahead.
Did you just send that to me?
I'm pretty sure, didn't I?
No.
Brenda
no.
Cook?
Okay. No, you can go ahead and read it because I don't have it.
Oh, okay. I sent it. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm pretty. Oh, okay. Maybe it didn't go through. I sent it. Okay. Brenda Cook, I got five pickup lines for you. Keep up the great work. He goes, I know a girl who is interested. Okay. I know a girl who is interested in you. If I was not so terribly shy, I'd let you know.
Aww.
Is that good or bad?
That was all right. Not that into it.
Okay. Are you as gorgeous on the inside as you are on the outside? I'm a guy, so I'd probably, all these lines probably would work on me, so I'll give them a juicy. Okay. 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 I might not be the most attractive lady here, but I'm the only one speaking with you.
That's excellent.
That was good. Okay. If I said I worked for FedEx, would you let me handle your package?
Hey, boy, hey.
Okay. And the last pickup line is, were you a part of the Boy Scouts? Because you have my heart tied in knots.
Aww.
Well, it's about that time, and you want to get out all you guys' plugs out before we have to shut this down?
Yeah, let me have Wolf do it first. Hold on.
Okay, Wolf. Okay.
I'm on Twitter at Wolf in Japan. Also on Instagram, Wolf in Japan.
And YouTube, just tons on YouTube.
I have like random appearances on YouTube. Chris Wolf in Japan. You see the theme? However, I obviously didn't think too far ahead for like what happens when I leave Japan. So whoa. Follow me, Wolf in Japan.
And she should get a promo of the year. By the way, she got a promo and like the most randomest things, like I eat your children, and then she starts like flipping off like the people, and it's like, yeah, she's great. She's great.
Nice.
I just have so many feelings. She does. She does have so many feelings. For me, you know, guys, check me out on Twitter at ThunderRosa22, Instagram ThunderRosa22, on Facebook. Like my page, because I cannot accept any more friends. At ThunderRosa 2, my website is unstoppabletr.com. Again, unstoppabletr.com. And if you guys want to watch our most recent matches, and where I tag with Chris Wolf, with Holly Dad, and you know some random people, go on StardomWorld.com, right?
Stardom-world.com,
and you gotta pay $7.99 a month. But there's so many other women there. They're very talented, and you know if you're not a savvy of women wrestling, you should be watching this channel instead of like watching stuff from YouTube.
Nice. Well, you know it's the holiday season. Don't forget to check out our shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees. Best way to show your support is subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or any of your podcast source, and buy our merch. And all of the links you just heard, you can get them all if you forgot them at DabashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com, and you get all our links and contacts and merch. Just hit that up. So for Thunder
Rosa,
and
don't forget, guys, to send us your stories. Any things that you guys want like us to talk about? Hopefully, like I said, we can have some of the online dating people talking to us and telling us why they're doing that and why human beings need to connect.
Yeah. Hey, we may have AfroRomance.com. They reached out, so that should be a episode. For Thunder Rosa, myself, and Wolf in Japan, love, peace, and happiness.
Lovelock is a Seisaha Dynamite production.
Do you know what's not $9.99 and absolutely free?
Dabashi.
DabashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Okay, do it again. DabashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com.